This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Good news in Puerto Rico, where Microsoft is expanding its manufacturing plant. That's where it's going to produce the CDs and DVDs with its new Vista operating system and for Office 2000 set for release in January.
That's 150 new jobs on the island territory. But as NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports, Puerto Rico needs a lot more than that.
The salsa music blaring from a portable stereo onto the factory floor isn't the only thing that distinguishes Microsoft's Puerto Rico plant. The new three-story building features state-of-the-art machines that are manufacturing the company's newest CDs and DVDs for sale throughout the Americas.
Actually, this equipment is the only one in the Caribbean. It's a brand new technology for Microsoft and for Puerto Rico.
Facilities manager Jose Negron tours a high-tech factory in Humacao, an industrial city on the east coast of the island.
This is the master. This is where it all begins.
Inside a glass-enclosed lab, workers wear white coats and goggles to operate machines that laser-etch computer codes onto glass disks.
This is glass. Okay.
Negron moves to another room where the disks are plated with nickel, then to a third where high-speed machines churn out plastic copies.
It's making DVD 9s at the moment. It's running at 2.4 seconds. So every 2.4 seconds we're doing one DVD per line.
General Manager Rodolfo Acevedo says the company is investing $65 million to expand here in Humacao, creating 150 new jobs. Puerto Rico offers the company local tax breaks, including some for foreign investors, even though the island is a U.S. territory.
There is a strong commitment from the company to remain Puerto Rico for a long time.
On the outside of the building is a sign that says, Un nuevo amanecer, a new dawn. It's also a new beginning for workers like 35-year-old Delilah Vasquez, a machine operator.
Gracias a Dios nos encontramos en una que está en crecimiento.
Thank God we found ourselves in a company that's growing with good employee benefits.
After getting laid off at other U.S. factories that left Humacao, Vasquez now earns $12 an hour with full medical benefits, a rarity in Puerto Rico, where the per capita income is about half what it is in Mississippi, the mainland's poorest state. 32-year-old machine operator Agustin Rodriguez says he also feels fortunate to be working here.
A lot of the companies are leaving Puerto Rico, but Microsoft is one of the most solid companies here on the island.
As welcome as Microsoft is in Humacao, no one thinks a small expansion will go far in solving the economic problems of Puerto Rico, where the unemployment rate is 15%, triple the rate in the rest of the United States. Many other multinational companies have moved their manufacturing plants to places like the Dominican Republic, Honduras, and China, where labor is cheaper. The exodus is in sharp contrast to the heady decades right after World War II, when hundreds of U.S. companies took advantage of federal tax breaks to build sprawling factories on the island, factories producing medical devices, pharmaceuticals, everything from pacemakers to Viagra. Miguel Sotoclas heads the Center for the New Economy, a nonpartisan research group in San Juan.
During the 50s and 60s and part of the 70s, we were considered an economic miracle. We had huge growth rates, and there was a lot of industrialization in Puerto Rico.
But the miracle didn't touch everyone. Sotoclas notes that the big companies moved to Puerto Rico to take advantage of tax incentives, but they didn't bring enough of the kinds of jobs needed to put less skilled Puerto Ricans to work.
They were not creating enough jobs here. I mean, we cared too much about the multinational corporations to the detriment of local capital and local entrepreneurs.
In the mid-1990s, U.S. lawmakers from Rust Belt states began questioning all those tax breaks for Puerto Rico, and Congress decided to phase them out over 10 years. The island was slow to phase in something new.
We've lost about 50,000 manufacturing jobs in the last about 6 years. They would manufacture, for example, shoes or clothes here, and that just is not viable anymore.
A new book by Sotoclas, an economist at the Brookings Institution, suggests ways the island can restore its economy by encouraging local businesses, deflating the bloated government, and moving people from welfare to work.
The economy is a glass half full. We have all the institutions necessary to restore growth. And certainly we have a lot of challenges.
Some of those challenges can be seen in the city of Humacao, population 60,000. Mayor Marcelo Trujillo Paris says factory closings in his city have led many to migrate. The latest census shows there are fewer Puerto Ricans living on the island than on the mainland.
But they don't have work around. They moved to the state for 6 months. They came back to take the unemployment.
They've been going to the United States and coming back to get welfare?
Right.
Trujillo says discouraged workers found they could live reasonably well in Puerto Rico on food stamps, disability payments, and other federal welfare programs. That's why he says he's grateful companies like Microsoft are choosing to provide much-needed jobs in his city.
I prefer the people work instead of receiving food stamps.
The unemployment office here in downtown Humacao is filled with people who've been laid off from their factory jobs, like Irminda Bonilla and her husband, Hector Vega. They used to work at General Electric, just across the street from Microsoft.
They gave layoff about 60 people. People that had family, that had children, that had their debts and all that stuff.
Bonilla says finding work in Puerto Rico is tough these days for those who are not so highly skilled in science or technology.
Where is the work?
Es imposible. De mucha preocupación porque una fábrica cierra, otras abren.
It seems impossible, says Vega. A lot of factories are closing and others are opening, but there isn't enough work for all who need it. As they stand in the unemployment line, Bonilla and Vega quote the lyrics of a salsa reggaeton song that sums up their hopes of finding new jobs.
Quítate tú pa ponerme yo, o sea, una salsa.
Quítate tú pa ponerme yo.
If you'll just leave, she sings, I'll take your place. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
Quítate tú pa ponerme yo, vamos a ver aquí quién es quién, después no diga que no se arrepintió.
Puerto Rico's economy may also benefit from coming changes in U.S. travel policies. These are changes that have many Caribbean nations worried. Beginning in early January, U.S. travelers returning from the region will need to show a passport when they come home.
Up till now, coming back from the Caribbean, you only had to show an ID, like a driver's license. Countries like Jamaica and Bermuda say these new requirements are going to hurt their tourist industries, maybe devastate them, mostly because only about one quarter of Americans actually hold passports now.
Well, because Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, travelers don't need to bring their passports, and that's become something to market for the Puerto Rican tourist industry.